Good morning.
So the Gemara in Masechta Megillah tells us that the one who's reading the Megillah has to read the 10 names of Haman's sons in one single breath, v'neshima achat. The reason for this halacha, the Gemara explains, is to commemorate the fact that Haman's sons all died at the same time, at the same moment. The Gemara says that the word that appears immediately following the list of Haman's sons' names, Aseret, has to be also be read in the Neshima Achat that we're reading these names. So the custom, the minag, has also taken on to read the three words immediately preceding the 10 names of Haman's sons, Chamesh, Meot, Ish. And then from there to read the 10 names, Aseret, all of that's supposed to really be in one breath. The reason why that was added, the Chamesh Meot Ish, was added on, the Maharil explains that Haman's 10 sons served as officers of 50 lower officials for each of his sons. So the 500 men mentioned in the Pasuk were the 500 officials under the charge of Haman's 10 sons, and they were all killed at the same time as Haman's sons. So that's where the practice began, to have the person who's reading the Megillah read out these words in one single breath. The Ben Ish Chai points out that because this might be done in a very fast type of format, to be able to get it all in one breath, the Kore, the one who's reading the Megillah, should be wary or cautious to make sure that he's not reading it off by heart. He's actually reading the words inside the Megillah. The question for us is, where did the custom begin that everybody in the room, all of the people who come to hear the Megillah, where did it begin that every single person in the room is also saying this 10 names of Haman's sons out loud? Anybody want to take a guess? Because the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara only speak about the person who's reading the Megillah. Where did it begin that everybody in the room is supposed to do that? No takers? So the reason why we're able to hear the Megillah in the first place is based on the principle of Shomea Keoneh. That when we're hearing something, as with many other brachot and things and practices that we have during the week and on Shabbos, we fulfill our obligation through listening. Through the form of listening allows us to almost as if, treat it as if we're saying it ourselves. So there's a notion mentioned, I saw this in the Sefer called Mikrei Kodesh, mentioned in the name of the Rogachover. The Rogachover Gaon, who said that you're going to get yourself in trouble as a participant, not with the reading part, but with the Neshima Achat, this idea of saying it in one breath, that you can't actually fulfill with Shomea Keoneh. Shomea Keoneh only helps you for the reading part, but it doesn't help you for the one breath part. So the idea of saying the 10 names of the sons of Haman in one breath, he explains, is perhaps a reason why it became a custom for everybody everybody in the room to say it out loud. And that's not something that can necessarily be fulfilled by listening to it. But that's something that if you're not good at it, and I think we all try every year as best as we can, practice it before. Because if it's really something that we're trying to do in one breath, again, it's lechachila. This is all something if you can. If the word person who's reading the Megillah isn't able to, then you still fulfill it. But it's best practice if we can do it b'neshima achat to commemorate that event. That's the best practice type of way to do this. Everybody have a great day.